Okay, in a group setting like this where we don't spend a lot of time on it,
usually around half the people get some type of oppression. Certain percentage will go back pretty good in a short period of time. And on a one-on-one, it's a lot easier to take people back, so we're going to do that next. And the show of you that are good possibilities for this. But I think, was your name Sharon? So would you like to go back on an individual basis? Yeah. Do you want to do that? Okay. Why don't you get, come here in the middle? Chair somewhere. You never thought you was going to be the subject, did you?
No, I didn't. I'm kind of excited, but I'm not going to go into fear. I refuse.
So your name is Claudia?
Claudia.
Yeah. Get it right this time.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay, Claudia.
Yeah.
Okay, close your eyes. Let me get a drink of water first. I'm really thirsty. Not only do you have to be relaxed, I've got to be relaxed.
So you get to sit down now when you do it?
Okay, Claudia. Close your eyes. Okay, I want you to completely relax again. I'm going to count to 10, and you'll be in the same state of relaxation as you were before, but a little bit deeper. 1, you're returning to the same state of relaxation, but deeper. 2, 3, 4, deeper. 5, deeper. 6, deeper. 7, deeper. 8, deeper. You're as deep as you were before, now you're going deeper. 9, 10. We're going to do a little bit more visualization to take you into a very deep state so you can see anything you want to see in your past. You're walking along a path again. And you come to a lake. It's a really calm, beautiful lake. And there's a raft there. And there's this guy that guides the raft, and he invites you to go on. And you get on this raft, and you just lay down and bask in the sun, and he's going to take you on the other side of the lake. And he's got this pole that he just pushes the raft with. And he's pushing it clear to the other side of the lake. And so you just lay in there and you're real comfortable. The raft is not uncomfortable at all. It's kind of cushiony, so it's comfortable. And you just lay in there soaking in the sun, feeling the waves as he's pushing the raft on the other, to the other side. You're going farther and farther, and when you get to the other side, you're going to be back in that past life that you just saw, that you told me about. Okay, you can feel the waves, with really gentle waves rocking you back and forth as you're moving to the other side of the lake. I'm going to count to 10, and when I reach 10, you will be to the other side of the lake. And the journey will be very comfortable. Slightly, the waves slightly moving the raft back and forth, almost like rocking you to sleep. It feels really good, really comfortable. Okay, on the count of 10, you'll be on the other side. 1, 2, 3. Moving ahead. You can feel the raft in motion. 3, 4, 5. 6, 7, 8, just about there. 9, 10, you feel the raft gently bump the shore of the other side. Now you get up. You get off the raft onto the ground. And now we're going down the steps. And when you reach the bottom of the steps, you will have all your memories back of this last life. 10 steps again. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. You're back there and everything is clear. What is your name?
Kaiwana.
Where are you at?
I'm near the ocean, at least a big body of water. It feels like the ocean. There are some beautiful big trees in the back, and there is a teepee with beautiful, beautiful skins in there, and I am sitting outside the teepee, and I'm sitting with my legs crossed, and all the tribe people are sitting around, and I'm teaching them.
So you're a teacher? What time period is this in, do you think?
1743.
Has the white men been there yet?
I don't get this as a place that the white men have found.
Okay, and you're a teacher. What kind of things do you teach?
Spiritual teachings.
Are you North America or South America?
North America.
Do you know what part of North America?
I get that probably the northeastern part somewhere.
How cold does it get in the winter there?
It feels this. I'm seeing myself in summer, and it's beautiful. And I see that I am married to the chief. He's very tall. He's got all these feathers that are hanging, you know, clear down to the ground. And there was a lot of love. It was a lot of unity, a lot of peace.
How big was the tribe?
I'm seeing like a couple of hundred people sitting around. There are a few more in tents in other places, but most of the tribe is sitting there on the shore.
Were they monogamous, or did some people have more than one wife, one spouse?
I get they were monogamous, monogamous group.
And what kind of things did you teach people? Were you a healer?
Was a healer.
What did you do? What healing process did you use?
I was teaching them that their thoughts are a great part of their healing, that the herbs, I know a lot about herbs and all the plants, and I could tell them which ones that they could use until they could learn to heal themselves without.
Did that seem to work?
Yes. Yeah, the tribe seems to give me a lot of respect.
Where did you learn about this?
Seems like a lot of it came with me. It was downloaded. It just seemed really intuitive. It just seemed like
You just picked a lot of it up on your own?
Mm-hmm.
Now you're married to the chief. Have you met him in this life?
I don't think so.
Were you in love with him?
Yeah.
Do you think he was like a soulmate of some kind?
Yeah, there was a real, genuine love connection. Yeah.
Okay. Good.
He was very proud of me, and I was very proud of him.
That sounds great.